This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. Michael Cohen takes the stand today in Donald Trump's hush money trial.
Donald Trump's fixer-turned-foe Michael Cohen expected to offer jurors in his hush money case an insider's view of the dealings at the heart of the prosecution's case. Back in 2016, when Cohen was Trump's lawyer, he paid Stormy Daniels $130,000 to stay quiet about an alleged sexual encounter, which the former president paid back to Cohen, considered hush money by prosecutors. The former president repeatedly denying it all, and on Friday after court,
"He was a lawyer, not a fixer, he was a lawyer."
Julie Walker, New York.
Jury selection starts today in the trial of New Jersey Senator Bob Menendez, a Democrat charged with accepting bribes. He'll stand trial in federal court in Manhattan. When pro-Israel comedian Jerry Seinfeld spoke at the commencement ceremony Sunday at Duke University, about 30 students left their seats. Overseas, Israeli forces are battling Palestinian militants across Gaza. Secretary of State Antony Blinken is stressing again that the U.S. believes Israeli forces should, quote, get out of Gaza, but is also waiting to see plans from Israel for security and governance in the territory after the war.
We're in active conversations with Israel about the provision of heavy or high payload weapons, large bombs, because of the concern that we have about the effect these weapons can have when they're used in a dense urban environment, like Rafah. We're discussing that with Israel right now.
Secretary Blinken on NBC's Meet the Press. Russian President Vladimir Putin has replaced his defense minister, Sergei Shoigu, in a cabinet shakeup. Back here at home, a police officer in Euclid, Ohio, was shot and killed while answering a disturbance call over the weekend. Officer Jacob Durbin, a suspect, was later found dead by police. This is AP News. Now to the deadly flash floods in Afghanistan. The AP's Karen Chamas.
Flash floods in northern Afghanistan have left hundreds dead and hundreds more missing. The UN Food Agency has estimated that unusually heavy seasonal rains in Afghanistan have left more than 300 people dead. Thousands of houses have been destroyed, most of them in the northern provinces of Baghlan, which bore the brunt of the deluges. The floods hit as Afghanistan is still reeling from a string of earthquakes at the beginning of the year, as well as severe flooding in March. Aid groups Save the Children said about 600,000 people, half of them children, live in the five districts in Baghlan that have been severely impacted by the floods. I'm Karen Chamas.
Filmmaker and producer Roger Corman has died. He was 98. He helped turn out classics like Little Shop of Horrors and Attack of the Crab Monsters. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.